Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's very good to be here tonight. I thank the Lord for the way He makes a way. It's a beautiful thing to think what God has done for us. You know, we get singing those songs, and you know, it may be that there's not many of us here tonight, but sometimes I think about that heavenly choir and just try to half imagine, it's not even a half, but just kind of imagine just what it's going to be like when we're all home. We're all there rejoicing in the presence of the Lord, and you know, we're not scattered. I know there's many of you online here tonight, and you know, I believe you're rejoicing and singing with us as you know, we sang these choruses and praises to the Lord, but one of these days, we're all going to be assembled together. Praise the Lord in that place where the Lamb is the light. Praise our God, and there's going to be no end to it. Our praises, you know, the songs from our soul, the song of the redeemed, that's going to be a very huge part of our life, our existence, our new existence in heaven. Praise the Lord, you know, that wonderful heavenly choir. If we could just, oh my, what it would be like to hear the angels singing, joining in, and that music that, you know, as we gather together in that place. Oh well, where all is well. Praise the Lord. Praise our God. Let's pray. Let's talk to the Lord here tonight. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you again that you allowed us to gather here in this place. We thank you that you are here in the midst of your people, Lord. Oh God, I promise, Lord, that where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you would be in our very midst, oh Lord. We thank you, Lord, for you are here tonight, Lord. You are here to meet the needs of your people, Lord. You are here to increase our faith and, oh Lord, to give us strength to stand against the wiles of the enemy, Lord. And, oh, God, to prevail, Lord. Oh, God, to make it through this world. And God, I pray, oh, Lord, that you would talk to us tonight. I pray that you would strengthen us tonight. I pray, oh, God, that you would work in us tonight. Oh, God, you know every need, every situation, Lord. And there is nothing too hard for you, Lord Jesus. Pray that you put faith in our heart, oh Lord. Oh God, put it down deep, oh Lord. Give us that faith that cannot be shaken, Lord. That determination, yes, well, Lord, to walk with you. And oh God, to live for you, God. Oh God, to abide in your presence, Lord. Again, I ask that you would meet the needs of your people, Lord. Encourage those that, are fighting huge battles, Lord. Encourage Judy and Don tonight, Lord. Give them strength. Give them help, Lord. I pray that you would be there in their midst, oh, Lord Jesus. And, oh, God, I pray that, oh, God, you would be there with your people, Lord. Oh, God, for you know every need, Lord Jesus. And, thank you for what you've done and what you're doing, Lord. I pray, oh God, oh Lord Jesus, that your word would come forth. Oh God, in such a way that thou would be glorified, oh Lord, and that it would strengthen our faith, Lord. I pray, oh God, that you'd help John also to heal from all the procedures. I thank you for the good report and how you were with him today, Lord. Well, there in the operation room, Lord, I thank you, God, for what you've done and how you've helped him, Lord. And I pray, oh God, that you continue to give him strength. Give him courage, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, Lord, work in a mighty way, Lord, that you would be glorified and get the praise, Lord. Oh, God, I ask for thy strength here tonight. Let the devil be rebuked. Oh, God, give us, oh, Lord, that faith that we need to overcome. I pray that you be with me, Lord. Be with my words, that the devil be rebuked. I pray, oh, God, that your word would have free course in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, in the name of Jesus. By the power of the blood, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, our God is so good. And I was really glad. I know, Sister Penny, if you're on, you know, I just want to just mention, you know, talked with Penny today, and John had been in surgery, her husband, and praise the Lord was with him. It seemed like that procedure must have went awfully fast, but they found that there was a kidney stone that was causing an obstruction, and you know, he was having problems about 2 weeks ago, and we were praying for him and trusting the Lord. He had a terrible infection. The Lord brought him out of that, but they said this kidney stone, as it was, could have caused death. And we just thank God for what he's done, and praise the Lord. They removed that. They found 7 little tumors besides, but it looks like they're benign, and praise the Lord. I just know that God was there with you, John, and has helped you through all of this, and we believe that he's going to continue. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for his mercy and goodness. Praise the Lord. I've been spending a lot of time with Judy down there in Texas, and there at my phone, that is, and just believing that God's going to help her too, Lord. She needs a mighty miracle, but we serve the one who can do it. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. We'll call this message here tonight, Have Faith in God. Praise the Lord. We're going to turn right here to Matthew, the 17th chapter. Praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 17 to begin. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It tells us in verse 19, if we look at this 17th chapter and look down at verse 19, it says after Jesus had rebuked the devil that was in this child, oh yes, the devil, the disciples had prayed for and they had not been able to cast out the devils that had afflicted this child. But of course Jesus did it. But later, it tells us in verse 19, then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? Verse 20 tells us, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Praise the Lord. Oh, just faith as a grain of a mustard seed, a tiny little seed of a mustard. And it says if you have just that little bit of faith, you can say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove. And it tells us, it reassures us very clearly here, nothing shall be impossible unto you. Praise the Lord. I know we sang that song, Faith Can Move Mountains. Praise the Lord. And a lot of times there are mountains in our lives. And it, you know, it easily may be a mountain of unbelief. It might be a mountain of doubts and fears. All those things that come into the picture at times and try to cast doubts in our mind. But praise the Lord, there is a God that's greater than that. Oh yes, it can give us a faith that's beyond the mountains that try to overwhelm us and take over and cause unbelief in our hearts. Praise the Lord can give us faith, even faith as a grain of mustard seed, so that we can truly say to yonder mountain, remove from hence, yes, to yonder place. And scripture says it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Praise the Lord. Jesus did add in verse 21, howbeit this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. Oh, praise the Lord for his word. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's now go to Mark, the 11th chapter here. Praise the Lord. Mark chapter 11. And here We have another familiar passage of scripture. We're going to begin with verse 21, but it's an occurrence that I believe was late in the ministry of the Lord Jesus. And, you know, it was obviously before Jesus went into the temple that time, the last time, and had to cast out the money changers and all of them that were in there doing the things that they should not have been doing. And of course, Jesus told them clearly that my house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. But before he went into there, there was a tree. It was a fig tree, and it looked, you know, like it could have fruit on it. There were leaves on that tree. And Jesus, being hungry, had looked at that fig tree, hoping to find some fruit on it so he might have some nourishment. But when he came there, he found nothing but leaves on that tree. And, you know, there is a little fig that grows under the leaf. Yes, that, you know, you can't see until you look under the leaf. But it wasn't there, and it meant that there was going to be no fruit on that tree. And Jesus rebuked that tree. He said, "No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever." And the disciples heard it. And that brings us to the portion of the scripture that we are going to begin with at tonight. It says, we'll start with actually verse 19. I guess that would be a good place. And when even was come, he went out of the city. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, "Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away." And Jesus answering saith unto them, "Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, 'Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea,' and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Praise the Lord. And again, let me just emphasize here. There are mountains in our lives of all sorts. Yes, and you know, it can be great needs. It may be financial. It may be healing. It may be salvation. It may be loved ones that are contending with us. All kinds of obstacles and circumstances that come up into our lives, and you know the fear that sometimes people fight, and doubts, and all those other things that come before us mentally and all of those are mountains. But praise the Lord, we are told, verily of a truth I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, "Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea," and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Praise the Lord. And he emphasizes again, verse 24, "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when you pray, believe that ye shall receive them, and ye shall have them." But then he did continue. There is a word of caution here, because, sometimes there are great hindrances in the heart that prevent God from moving like he needs to in our lives. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me, it says in Psalms chapter 66. And here Jesus brings about another thing here. Verse 25, he says, "And when ye stand praying, forgive, If you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Well, there is such a need to turn everything over to the living God. You don't want things hidden deep down in your heart that become obstacles and snares, things, oh, that prevent the Lord from moving in your life. So yes, he mentioned here that it had to be important when you stand praying. There's a need to forgive. If you have aught against any, all these things that rise up in our life, oh my, I know there's a lot of battles that we fight in the spiritual realm. There's a lot of circumstances that are confusing and misunderstood and cause conflicts and troubles. And oh, sometimes there's downright meanness, persecution, trouble of all kinds. But here we're told to forgive if you have aught against any. Oh, clear your heart. Let go of it. Oh, let the Lord take it from you. Praise the Lord. He's so able and it feels so good to turn it all over to the Lord. Because, yes, he told us clearly that if we're not willing to forgive others, then God can't forgive us. And oh, believe me, you know, we can, oh, look at a mote in somebody else's eye and not realize that we've got a beam in our own. That's the way it is, how we need to turn these things over to the Lord. And yes, to forgive. So yes, the Lord, oh yes, will take care of it. Jesus said, vengeance is mine, I will repay. That day is coming when, oh yes, all those things will come clearer before the Lord, before, oh yes, that great throne of God, that judgment seat of Christ. And oh yes, it's going to be clear at that moment. And how we want to be pardoned on that day. Oh, how we want to be clothed with the righteousness of our God, of our Savior, Jesus Christ, the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. Oh, how we need to have that garment on. Oh, yes, and to have those sins blotted out of our lives. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm so thankful that we can give it all over to the Lord. Oh, he's here tonight. He's willing and ready to forgive us our trespasses, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, yes, he stands at the door and he knocks. And oh, yes, he's willing to forgive and to forget, to bury your sins in that sea of forgetfulness. Oh, the wonderful graciousness of our Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, we want to just make sure that we've, oh, taken all those things and given them over to the Lord and let go of them, the things that would strangle us in our hearts. Oh, praise the Lord. Our God is so willing and so eager, so desirous, oh, yes, to do it. But praise the Lord, he told us that we can just have faith and not doubt in our hearts. And not, oh, yes, be hindered by circumstances that we've not let go of. And praise the Lord that those things that we desire, that we have need of when we pray, if we can believe that we will receive them and that we will have them. Oh, for the grace and wonder of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, praise the Lord. Our God is so gracious and willing. Oh, so merciful and so able. Oh, we don't want to let anything come into our life to take away that wonderful status that we can have with the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In Luke, the 11th chapter, it tells us. Praise the Lord. A little story that Jesus shared. starting with verse 5, Jesus said unto them, which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves? For a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. Oh, praise the Lord. And what a condition, you know, this persistent person. Oh, yes, who instead of just, you know, letting it go, continues to ask. Oh, yes, to seek and to knock. Oh, yes, and to continue. I've got a need. I've got a need. I've got to have an answer. My friend is come. I don't have anything to give him in my house. I need your help. Please help me. Please help me. Please help me. And you know that continuance, that, you know, importunity. Yes, because, not because it's my friend necessarily, but because there's a need. Oh, yes, and because, oh, my friend just continues to ask. Oh, Jesus welcomes such situations. He says in verse 9 here in this 11th chapter of Luke, and I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Oh, praise the Lord, there's a bit of effort. Yes, you might have to persist a little bit. You know, he's talking about asking initially. But then, you know, it goes beyond that. There's a seeking. Oh, the answer didn't come right away. I've got to seek. I've got to seek my heart. I've got to seek the Word of God. I've got to seek to find out what God would have me to know. And then, oh, yes, there's a knocking. Oh, it's a knocking, a persistent knocking. Oh, please open up unto me, Lord Jesus. Please open. Oh, please open, Lord Jesus. But praise the Lord, we are reassured that, yes, if we ask, it shall be given us. If we seek, we shall find. If we knock, it shall be opened unto us. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, and we sing that. Thank you first, the kingdom of God and all this righteousness. Oh, praise the Lord. It says in verse 10, for everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Oh, praise the Lord. Have you asked him? Have you inquired at his temple? Have you sought the Lord? Praise the Lord. Have you knocked at his door? Oh, yes. Have you asked him? Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Fathers on earth, they are not going to give their child a stone if he asks for bread. Oh no, a father that loves his child is not going to give a serpent for the request of a fish, or a scorpion for an egg. And God, our Heavenly Father, being so much beyond that, oh yes, he knows how to give good gifts to his children. He knows how to answer our heart's cry. Oh, yes, to bestow blessings upon us. Praise the Lord. And we are told in this 13th verse here in Luke chapter 11, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, How much more shall your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? Oh, praise the Lord. He's there. He's there to fill you with His most precious gift, the gift of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, with stammering lips and another tongue will I speak unto this people, saying, this is a rest wherewith He may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing. Praise the Lord. There from Isaiah chapter 28. But praise the Lord, have you asked? Oh, praise the Lord, for our God is faithful. Oh, praise the Lord, and He has promised unto them that have repented and been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, that they shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh, praise the Lord, it's a promise. It wasn't just unto them on the day of Pentecost, but even unto us that are afar off, even to as many as the Lord our God shall call. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. But our Heavenly Father expects us to ask. Oh, yes, an importunity. Oh, our God hears. And yes, He knows how to answer, how to meet that need. He also emphasized that point in the 18th chapter of the book of Luke. And praise the Lord, though we've gone here many times, just, oh yes, to focus on it again. Jesus told another parable in Luke chapter 18. And the emphasis of that parable was, as He tells us in verse 1, and He spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Oh, there's no giving up. In this, there's no turning back. That need to always pray and not to faint. Oh my, the answer might not come with a click of the finger. No, it might take a little bit of seeking. It might take a little bit of knocking. Oh, it might take quite a while in our thinking. But to God, oh my, well, a day is as 1,000 years. Oh, 1,000 years is are but a day to our God. And though it might seem that the answer didn't come right away, our God is not going to be late. No, He knows how to hear, He knows how to answer, and He's very willing, and He will. But here we are urged always to pray and not to faint. When Jesus told this story of a city where there was a judge that did not fear God, or he didn't regard man, but there was this widow in that city, and she kept on coming to this judge. She kept on coming. She kept on coming and saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And you know, the judge didn't want to do that. Says he did not. He would not for a while. But because she continued to come, oh, there was an importunity. She kept on coming, coming and coming, coming. But afterward, he said it within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will adventure, lest by her continual coming she weary me. Oh, praise the Lord. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. Verse 7 tells us, and shall not God avenge his own elect which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Big question, isn't it? Oh, yes, I believe we're getting down there in time. Oh, yes, and it just seems like sometimes faith is harder to obtain somehow. Oh, there's things we want. There's things we desire. And it seems like there must be hindrances, things in the way, if we have not yet seen them. But we know that God's promises are yea and amen. Praise the Lord. We know that our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is God, and He changeth not. And what He did when He walked on this earth, He can still do here tonight. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And yes, He promised that he would avenge his own elect, his own children that cry unto him day and night. Oh, Lord, I've got a need. Lord, I've got a problem. God, I've got pain. Lord, I've got circumstances. Lord, I'm going to die if you don't help me. Oh, God, I need you, Jesus. I don't have money to pay my rent. Oh, God, I have these needs. And that cry that goes up before the Lord as they be off. Oh, praise the Lord, our God hears it. And he knows how to answer. And you know, I've said this before, but our God is amazing. And our God surprises us many times. Many times we have it in our mind, oh, he'll answer in such a way. God may not. He may do it a little differently. There may be an entirely different twist to it. But I know one thing. Our God is faithful. And he knows how to meet the need. He knows how to change the circumstances. He knows how to heal our body. He knows how to save to the uttermost. Praise the Lord. There is nothing too hard for our God. Praise the Lord. And oh yes, that crying that goes forth here, we're encouraged in this chapter. Oh, that need always to pray and not to faint. Oh, our God is faithful. Oh my, it might not happen the same at the very first, you know. Brother Matt, you know, yes, how many times did you have to apply there to get that assistance? Oh, you know, to have that need supplied. But praise the Lord, our God knows how to come through and how to change the circumstances. And it might just overwhelm us and be such a surprise when it happens. But praise the Lord, our God knows how to do it. The thing is, we don't want to give up. We don't want to faint. Oh my, we don't want to get so discouraged that we think it's never going to happen. No, we need to keep on believing God. Oh, we need to keep on bending our knees and going before the Almighty One and bringing our requests, making them known unto our God. Oh, praise the Lord, he hears. And he answers prayer. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord, Jesus. Oh, our God is so good. Oh, yes. We're so privileged to serve the mighty God. Praise the Lord. Praise our God. Let's go to Mark, the 5th chapter. Praise the Lord. All these events that happened, these amazing things that happened when Jesus walked this earth. Praise the Lord. In this chapter, Mark chapter 5, we're going to read of a couple of individuals here who had great faith. I think they're an inspiration. I just love it. And you know what? Our Lord Jesus sees faith. He sees faith in hearts, and boy, he doesn't miss it at all. We need to find a way to put our faith in action, to show our faith, to respond to Almighty God. Oh, yes, and let that faith work mightily within us. But here, Mark chapter 5. Praise the Lord. I'm going to start with verse 21 here. Verse 21 says, "And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet. And besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live." Well, I'll tell you what, here was a man that was desperate. He had a great need. And you know, some people going through circumstances such as he was going through, probably would have given up at that point. It says his little daughter was at the point of death. She was dying, in other words. And, you know, a lot of people would say, it's too late. She's going to die. She's going to die. But here he is. Oh, he had heard of Jesus. Oh, yes. And he realized that Jesus was come into that city. And here he came unto Jesus. He was one of the rulers of the synagogue. And he was desperate, as I said already. Oh, yes, he saw Jesus and he fell at his feet. Oh, he had a need. And oh, he besought him. He begged him. It was heavy on his heart. He said very distinctly here, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. Praise the Lord. Look at the faith in this man. Oh, he's desperate. His daughter is dying. But oh, he just knows. He knows that Jesus can help him. Oh, yes, and he's crying out, I pray thee. I pray thee. And notice this very positive confession of faith. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed and she shall live. Oh, praise the Lord. That's how we approach Jesus. It tells us in verse 24, and Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. Oh, maybe they all heard. And oh, they all wanted to see it and know what in the world. Oh, how Jesus would answer such a need. And in the midst of all of this, it tells us about a woman. Verse 25 tells us, and a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Oh, praise the Lord. Here's this woman. Oh, for 12 long years, she had this terrible issue of blood. And she'd gone to doctor after doctor. She had spent all her living on doctors. And she was nothing better. Instead, she was worse. They had not helped her. They could not help her. And I like how it says she suffered many things on many physicians. Oh my, what all they had tried to do to make her well. But praise the Lord, she heard of the great physician. Oh, the one that can meet every need. The one to whom there is nothing too hard. Praise the Lord. So she heard of Jesus, and although there was this throng of people, this great multitude of people that was following Jesus, somehow she edged her way through the crowd, the multitude of people, the press. Oh, yes, because she had it in her heart. If I may touch but his clothes, his garment, I shall be whole. Oh, can you just see her as she somehow made it through the crowd, nudging this person and that person, maybe crawling at times. Somehow she had to get to where Jesus was. Oh, that faith in her heart. If I could just touch his garment, if I can just touch his clothes, I know I'll be healed. I know this infirmity will leave me if I can just touch Jesus. Oh, how we want to touch Jesus. Oh, how we want him. Oh, he has to meet that need. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, if we could just press through all the hindrances, all the troubles, all the struggles, all the things that try to interfere, if we could just touch Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. He is here. He is there to meet your need. Oh, yes, to touch those infirmities, to make you well. Oh, praise the Lord. There is nothing too hard for our God. And praise the Lord, that faith that was within her. Oh, yes, that point of contact, that way of releasing her faith. Oh, yes, she pressed through the crowd. And yes, she touched the hem of Jesus' garment, tells us in the other gospel. And it tells us in verse 29, and straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said unto him, "Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" It seemed crazy. I mean, a lot of people bumped into him. A lot of people touched him, you know, accidentally or whatever. But here was a woman with a desperate need and with faith, just a little bit of faith. Oh, I just believe in my heart. If I can just touch him, if I can just touch his garment, I can be healed. Oh, praise the Lord. And when she touched him, oh, when that faith reached out, praise the Lord, virtue came from the throne of God to touch her infirmity, that plague, oh yes, that she had dealt with for 12 long years. Praise the Lord, she could feel the healing virtue of the Lord Jesus. Oh, if we could just reach out and touch him tonight. Oh, God is here. He is here to meet your needs, whatever they are. Oh, yes, our God is mighty. Oh, he's here. If we could just reach out and touch him as he passes by. Oh, there's nothing too hard for our God. So his disciples said unto him, verse 31 again, "Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" And he, the Lord Jesus, looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth and the graciousness of our Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. And he said unto her, "Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague." Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. What faith will do if we could just reach out and touch our Heavenly Father as he passes by. If we could just touch even the hem of his garment. Oh, yes, and believe. Have faith without doubting that, oh, our God is here to meet our needs. Praise our God. Praise the Lord. So you see how God intervened in this woman's life. Oh, yes, how her faith was received. And oh, yes, how that healing virtue healed her of her infirmity. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. The Lord Jesus said, "Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole." Praise the Lord. What faith will do if we could just believe God. But remember, Jesus is on the way to the home of the ruler of the synagogue. And you know, so as this story continues, verse 35 says, "While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, 'Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further?'" As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, "Be not afraid, only believe." Oh, how beautiful, you know, how daunting this would be. Oh, here's this desperate need. The ruler had sought Jesus. And oh, yes, now Jesus was coming with him to lay hands on his daughter. And now they come with the report, "Your daughter is dead. Why are you troubling the master?" It's too late, in other words. She's dead. It's too late. It's too late. It's too late. But that's not how Jesus looked at that situation. That's not how Jesus thought. And oh, yes, he heard those words of doubt and fear, discouragement. Oh, yes, he heard those words. Oh, he heard them. But he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, "Be not afraid, only believe." Only believe. All things are possible if you could just believe God. And it tells us in verse 37, and he suffered, or allowed, in other words, he suffered no man to follow him, save or except Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeing the tumult and them that wept and wailed greatly, and when he was come in, he saith unto them, "Why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth." And it tells us in verse 40, and they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entereth in where the damsel was lying. And I think this is a significant detail too. You know, there was a lot of unbelief. Those mourners that were out there and making their big ado, you know, weeping loudly and you know, travailing or whatever, all a big scene. There wasn't faith in that. And Jesus had them all put out. Oh, no, we've got to have faith. We're going to put out the scorners. We're going to put out the unbelief. You know, we're not going to allow it. And that's it. When we come to the Lord, you've got to get rid of the unbelief. All those hindrances, all those things that try to distract you and hinder you, prevent you from receiving the things that you need from the Lord. And so, yes, he put them all out. And he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel, the young girl, and them that were with him, and yes, Peter, James, and John, and entereth in where the damsel was lying. And this is what he did. Verse 41 tells us, and he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, "Talitha kumai," which is being interpreted, "Damsel, I say unto thee, arise." Talitha kumai, praise the Lord. "Damsel, I say unto thee, arise." And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with a great astonishment. Oh, this little girl that had been dead, praise the Lord. Was that an obstacle for our Lord? No, it was not. Praise the Lord. He cast out the unbelief, those that would interfere with this mighty work that he was going to do and did do. Praise the Lord. And yes, when he said unto her, "Damsel, I say unto thee, arise," straightway this young girl arose and walked. And it explained she was of the age of 12 years. And oh, they were astonished with a great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. She was made whole, praise the Lord. God saw the faith of her faithful dad, Jairus, oh, this ruler of the synagogue. And God, the Lord Jesus Christ, God robed in flesh, intervened. And praise the Lord, she was made whole. Praise the Lord, God is not late. God was not too late. Our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, God robed in flesh, was not too late, nor was he daunted by these circumstances. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, sometimes it seems like things are very desperate and very needy. And oh, if God doesn't answer, then it's going to be too late. But we serve a very faithful God. And oh, he knows how to intervene in our lives. He knows, oh yes, how to do the things that seem impossible with man. And I love how he told that ruler, oh yes, they told him his daughter was dead. Jesus said to this ruler, be not afraid, only believe. Be not afraid, only believe. In other words, have faith in God. Just believe. God can do the things that seem impossible with man. Oh, praise our wonderful God. He is so faithful. Oh, the other week we were in Acts the 9th chapter for just a little bit. And I think I just want to go there again for these stories in brief here. Acts chapter 9. And these are details from Peter's ministry. We don't have a whole lot of specifics when it comes to the works that Peter did after he was filled with the Holy Ghost after Pentecost. As far as, we have some. Yeah, we know the healing of the blind man there in chapter 3 and all, but we don't hear too much past this point here in Acts chapter 9. But let's just look at this here, looking at verse 32. Verse 32 here, it tells us, and it came to pass, as Peter passed throughout all quarters, he came down also to the saints which dwelt at Lydda. And there he found a certain man named Aeneas, which had kept his bed 8 years and was sick of the palsy. And Peter said unto him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise and make thy bed. And he arose immediately. And all that dwelt at Lydda and Saron saw him and turned to the Lord. Isn't that beautiful? The Lord used that. This man who had kept his bed, who had been bedridden for 8 long years, sick of the palsy. Praise the Lord. Peter coming unto him. Aeneas, Jesus Christ, maketh thee whole. Arise and make thy bed. And praise the Lord, it happened immediately. The Lord used it mightily. So those that dwelt in Lydda and Saron saw this man who was so wonderfully healed, and they turned to the Lord. Praise the Lord. And then it goes on to tell us of another incident. Chapter 9, this is of the book of Acts, and verse 36. Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds, which she did. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died, whom when they had washed, they laid her in an upper chamber. And forasmuch as Lydda was nigh to Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent unto him 2 men, desiring him that he would not delay to come to them. Then Peter arose and went with them. When he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him, weeping and showing the coats and garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. And again, you don't want unbelief when you need faith. So it tells us in verse 40, but Peter put them all forth. He told them to leave the room. And Peter, he kneeled down and prayed. And turning him to the body, said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes. And when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand and lifted her up. And when he had called the saints and widows, presented her alive. And it was known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. And it came to pass that he tarried many days in Joppa with one Simon, a tanner. Praise the Lord. See how the Lord used these mighty, wondrous acts? The work of faith. Oh my, our God restoring people that were desperately ill, even for many, many years. And even a wonderful saint of God, Dorcas or Tabitha, who had died. But yet God raised her up through the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. The power of the living God. Praise the Lord. The name of Jesus. Oh, the wonders of it all. Our mighty God. Oh, yes, if we could just have faith in God. We could just believe. Oh, yes. We know we are told in James, the fifth chapter. I'm going to turn there with me for a few verses here. James chapter 5. Praise the Lord. It tells us, verse 13, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. And let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Verse 16 tells us, confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another that you may be healed. And then clearly here, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Oh yes, an ardent, red glowing, a fervent prayer of the effectual prayer, one that is prayed, oh, from a clean heart. Oh yes, with effect, with faith. Oh yes, a prayer that comes forth of a righteous man. Yes, praise the Lord. We don't want to have anything to hinder us. We don't want to have iniquity in our heart by any means. But the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Oh, much is accomplished by that kind of prayer that goes up to the throne of grace and mercy. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, the Lord hears those prayers. Oh, yes, and he is there, that throne of grace. Oh, to receive those prayers, to intercede on our behalf for those needs which we bring before that throne. Praise the Lord. Then he tells us of Elijah. Verse 17 says, Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again. And the heaven gave rain and the earth brought forth her fruit. Oh, how beautiful it is. Oh, yes, it tells us Elias or Elijah was a man subject to like passions. He wasn't, he was just as mortal, let's put it this way, as we are. He had flesh, he had blood, just like we have. He had battles. I mean, Brother Samuel preached about him, he had struggles at times. There was that moment when he wanted to, just lay under the fig tree, or under the tree and die. It wasn't the fig tree. But anyway, God didn't let him just die. No, there was more work for him to do. No, he didn't let him die under that juniper tree. But oh my, the point is that He has struggles just like we do. He had battles. But oh my, we see these moments when he had such a wonderful faith. I'm just turning here to 1 Kings, the 18th chapter. Oh, we know in this chapter, all this mighty work was done when God brought down, rained down fire from heaven to consume the sacrifice. So yes, and Elijah made it hard. I'll tell you what, nothing is too hard for our God. No, Elijah had faith. Elijah believed that, the fact that he poured 4 barrels of water over the sacrifice, it was still burning, that the Lord would still bring down fire from heaven and consume it. And praise the Lord, he not only did that once, he did that twice, he did that thrice. And there was so much water that it filled the trench around that altar that Elijah had made with the 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, the tribes of Israel. But praise the Lord, oh yes, that time of the evening sacrifice when Elijah prayed unto the Lord, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. And praise the Lord. Oh, yes, God heard his prayer. Oh, yes, then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. Praise the Lord. Our God is not limited. There is nothing too hard for our God. And when all the people saw it, that fell on their faces, and they said, the Lord, He is the God. The Lord, He is the God. Oh, yes, He was turning the hearts of the children of Israel back to God. Oh, they had been confused. The leadership was horrible. Oh, yes, Ahab. Oh, yes, and his wife Jezebel had led them into sin, had led them into idolatry. The people were so confused, they didn't even know who God was anymore. But praise the Lord, oh yes, the fire of God fell and it consumed the sacrifice. Oh, praise the wood, the stones, the dust. It licked up all the water that was in the trench. That's our God hearing the prayer of his servant, Elijah, a man who is subject unto like passions such as we are. And praise the Lord used it to turn the hearts of the children of Israel back to God, just as God used those miracles that Peter did there in that 9th chapter of the book of Acts to turn people to the living God. Oh, isn't that wonderful how our God works? Oh, we don't know, yes, oh, what God may yet do and the impact it might have on many, many lives. Oh, praise the Lord. If we'll just have faith, if we'll just kind of go out of our comfort zone and, oh, yes, say a few words. We don't know that man who is limping. Oh, wow, maybe the Lord will touch him and heal him if we'll just reach out and pray for him. Oh, praise the Lord, you just don't know. Maybe that lady in the nursing home on her deathbed, oh, maybe God will reach down and touch that lady and heal her. And maybe, yes, maybe there'll be family members that turn to the Lord. Oh, maybe there'll be a city that turns to the Lord. We don't know. God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above that which we ask or think. Praise the Lord. Oh, if we could just have faith in God. And yes, there was another order of business that had to be taken care of. Oh, Elijah, verse 40, here in this 18th chapter, 1 Kings. And Elijah said unto them, take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook, Kishon, and slew them there. They had to get rid of these pagan priests. Oh yes, they would stood in the way and been a hindrance. Oh yes, it would cause such confusion to the people. Yes, this had to be taken care of. So now Elijah had done the things that were necessary so the hearts could be made right before the living God. And so now, it was time to pray for rain. And just let's look at this. Verse 41, Elijah said unto Ahab, Ahab, that wicked king who had been watching all of this. He said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. Hey, I tell you what, there had not been rain for 3.5 years. There were no clouds in the sky. There were no indicators that it was going to rain. But praise the Lord, this man Elijah had faith. He had faith in God. But he had to put his faith to work. Oh yes, what did he do? It tells us, so Ahab went up to eat and to drink. But Elijah got down to business. It says Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, the mountain, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. He got down on his knees. He cast himself to the ground, put his face between his knees. He didn't get down on his knees. He put his face between his knees. And there he was. He's crying out to God. He told his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And the servant went up, and he looked, and he said, there is nothing. Well, that didn't end it. No. Elijah prayed again. He prayed a second time again. Had his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. Second time, no, there's nothing, there's nothing. Third time, fourth time, fifth time, sixth time, and the seventh time. Go again seven times. It tells us in verse 44, and it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. Little cloud like a man's hand. It's coming up out of the sea. It's a little cloud. Oh my. But do you know what? We just see Elijah's wonderful faith. And what does he tell Ahab now? And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. Ahab, wherever he was, eating and drinking, wherever he was, servant, go tell him, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And in the interim, in the meantime, verse 45 tells us, and it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. Praise the Lord. What faith will do if we could just have faith. I remember that story that Pastor David Meyer used to tell, that prayer meeting. The people were having a prayer meeting because they needed rain. And they all got together to pray. And one child, perhaps a little boy, came with an umbrella. He seemed like he was the only one that came with an umbrella. It hadn't rained there for a long time. But God put faith in this child's heart. Faith. So he brought that umbrella because he knew that he was going to need it. It was going to rain. They were going to pray and God was going to send the rain. Praise the Lord, Elijah had that kind of faith. Oh, yes, he got down there. Oh, yes, his face between his knees. Oh, crying out to God with all his being, that effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man that availeth much. Oh, he was crying. He was praying. And a lot of people would have just given up, you know. He prayed, and nothing. Again. Nothing. Again. Nothing. Oh my, until the seventh time. And there out of the sea, it's a little cloud, rising up out of the sea. A little cloud, the shape of a man's hand. Oh, just a little cloud. And Elijah knew, oh, that's it. That's my indicator. Oh, I know it's going to rain. Oh, yes. I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. Oh, yes, that faith. Oh, yes, that he had within his heart. Oh, Ahab, prepare thy chariot. Get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And praise the Lord. Oh, it began to happen. The heaven was black with clouds and wind. There was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And praise the Lord, the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. The Spirit of God came upon him in such a way that he could outrun the chariot. Oh, praise the Lord, but we see what faith will do. Oh, that little grain of that little seed of a mustard seed, that little tiny seed, if we could just let it grow in our hearts. Oh, if we could just have faith in God and let the hindrances all be gone. Oh, yes. Oh, scoot them out of the way. Get the heart right with God. Oh, the unbelief and all the things that interfere. And cry out to God. Oh, my. It may be many cries. It may be many prayers. I know God waits. Sometimes there's something else that has to come forth from the miracle. God has more in mind sometimes than we can know. But we know that God does hear. God does answer. We know that there is nothing too hard for our God. Oh, praise the Lord, the faith that he puts within. Oh, that little bit of faith. If we could just have a little bit of faith, our God can multiply that faith so it can grow. And oh, yes, avail much. Oh, have great effects. Oh, change our circumstances. Oh, maybe be used in such a way that will bring many people to the Lord. And oh my, we don't want to give up. We don't want to get discouraged. It may be many days. It may be many nights of crying out before God. But our God is faithful. And he has urged us to pray. Oh, yes. Oh, that need, that man ought always to pray and not to faint. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, we don't want to faint. We don't want to give up. Oh, if we could just continue to believe the Lord and cry out and trust our God and let him do it. Let, oh, our hearts be examined. Oh, yes, and oh, you cast out anything that might interfere or be a hindrance. Our God is faithful, and he knows how to do the things that seem impossible to man. Oh, yes, as he told that woman that touched his garment, "Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague." Oh, praise the Lord, as he told Jairus, "Be not afraid, only believe, only believe. Have faith in God." Praise the Lord, the one who can move mountains. Oh, yes, the one who can change the circumstances. Oh, yes, could dry up that fig tree. Oh, that thing that might be a mountain in your life. Our God can dissolve it. He can take it away. He can remove it. There is nothing too hard for our God. Oh, praise the Lord. Aren't you glad that we have such a wonderful God? Aren't you glad that we can cry out to Him? Oh, aren't you glad that, oh, He hears and He answers prayer? He sees faith. If we could just have faith in God, there is nothing too hard for our God. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of our God. Oh, Lord, we worship You. We praise You, Jesus. We exalt You. Oh, Lord, You inhabit the praises of Your people. Oh, God, You live in the praises of Your people, Lord. Oh, God, and we do praise Thee. We do exalt Thee. Oh, we do cry out to Thee, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, Lord, for we seek Thy face and know that Thou art with us. Thou art here to see and to answer, to intervene, oh God, to move the mountains in the mighty name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, in the mighty name of Jesus, by the power of the blood. Oh Lord, we believe You, Jesus. Oh God, our faith, our trust, our hope is in Thee. In Jesus' name, praise Thee, Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. We love You, Jesus. We praise You, Lord. Thank You, God. Thank You, God. Believe the Lord tonight. Trust the Lord tonight. Amen. Praise our God. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Oh, we love You, Jesus. Thank You, God. Oh, thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord Jesus.
Praise the Lord. In closing, we're going to open our chorus books and turn to number 39. We're going to sing Have Faith in God, number 39.
Deliverance, have faith.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Dismissed unto prayer in Jesus' name.